A possible shower and top of 22. Hi, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest Mid-North Coast local news. The mystery surrounding the location of a Port Macquarie woman has deepened. Ruth Ridley was reported missing last week by her son Stephen, having grave concerns for her welfare. She's thought to have headed to Tumbarumba in the Riverina on October 18 to visit he and her ex-husband. It's now been revealed her blue Mitsubishi Pajero has been found in Victoria with the body of her ex inside. 58-year-old Ruth remains unaccounted for, though. A crime scene was established, with a post-mortem now looking to work out how the man died. Washing machine repairman Bill Spedding is suing the New South Wales Police for damages over allegations linking him to the disappearance of Kendall boy William Tyrrell. Mr. Spedding has told the ABC his life was shattered by the ordeal. He was called to the house William was staying at 3 days before the boy went missing. A $1 million reward for information remains, but there's still no sign of William, who disappeared in 2014. In August, the inquest into William's disappearance heard one witness claim they saw someone abduct the boy on that fateful day, but it's unknown who. Good news for the housing market in Port Macquarie. Median house prices have gone up a pretty decent amount in the last month. Tim Lawless from CoreLogic says it bucks the trend the town's seen in recent months.
Port Macquarie has seen values rise by 0.5% in October, a fairly recent rise, so they're still flat over the past 3 months, and they're down by 5.6% since the market peaked in 2017.
Elsewhere on the Mid-North Coast, Coffs Harbour was down slightly. Camper MP Pat Gonaghan's been vocal on the Australian Dairy Code of Conduct, and that's now quickly being progressed. The code is all about ensuring farmers get a fair price for their milk, and he's confident locals will be willing to pay a bit more as long as that money is going to our farmers.
And, I mean, the farmers are facing a hard enough time with the drought, with rising costs associated with the drought, without having to put up with unfair contracts from the processes. And the processes are the one that make the contract deals. And what we're trying to do is make it fair.
Now to sport. It's the race that stops a nation today, the Melbourne Cup. Office sweeps being conducted across the region and the country before the all-important jump at 3 p.m. The Chris Waller-trained Finch, as well as Mer de Glace and Constantinople, among the favourites. There's also some action both to the north and the south with local horses involved, Coffs Harbour and Taree having 5 race cards. I'll be back with more news in half an hour.